You're crossing a toll booth of the recession. What do you pay to get on the road of recovery?
Your integrity. All of it, yeah. You have to pay in if you're going to get anything.
Why? $50 to get to fucking Chicago, and that's bullshit.
I thought Obama told me I was on this road for the past, like, year.
All I have to say is, yes, we can.
Yes! Go right. America!
Next
go
one.
Proud shit, to be an American!
$20.
Wow.
$100. €0.
Freedom.
You have to vote in order to enact change. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you have to pay?
Whatever comes to mind.
What are we doing?
80 cents.
That's it. Nothing. It's the recession. I don't have money. And I'm in college.
Zero. For no. Sure. Civil liberties.
Okay, I love Barack Obama.
I want a serious question.
Okay.
Barack
Obama's
civil
shit.
Liberties.
Do you have something that will be nice for me to him?
I break his arms and legs and tell him to fuck off.
Damn it. Shit. Is this like serious?
Yeah.
There's no video camera here.
No,
is there?
It's just audio.
Okay. Ask him. Ask him. He's got some funnier answers than me.
No, we're not looking. Hilarious. We're just...
Mate, I didn't even know what the question was.
Hey, you're crossing the toll booth of the recession.
Yep.
What do you pay to get on the road of recovery? No right or wrong. It's just it's very whimsical.
Yeah, fucking earth it is. Damn, I'm sorry, dude. Ask me next one. Ask me next one. Damn.
No, oh, just political. Let's go something a bit better here.
My soul.
A penny.
2 cents.
I know, man. Champagne is expensive these days, you know? Like, champagne is expensive, you know? Like, 350 in the club, but, you know, you don't really care much. Recession. The recession is a hoax. It doesn't really exist much. You know, fucking liberals, you know, they're just trying to hoax it up, and it's not true. It's not true, man. The country's doing fine. The economy's going up, and it's all good. It's all good.
50 cents?
It's not worth much more than that with the Obamacare plan. I mean, crap.
50 cents.
What do you pay?
$1.
$1?
Yeah.
Your health care program to Obama.
$1.
Oh, I'm older than him. I'll pay $10.
You'll pay $10?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a grown-up job.
I'd probably pay. Yeah, I've got a job.
I'd probably pay a grand.
A grand?
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah.
So, to get back on the road?
No, yeah.
The road of recovery.
We only have $1.
This sucks right now.
We only have $1.
We're not very good.
Yeah.
You
can get over that hump.
I'd pay a grand.
Okay.
Dollar? Nothing.
$1. $1. 50 cents.
A quarter.
Money?
It's free!
$1.
A sandwich.
0 cents.
A good time. Nothing.
Nothing. Free.
Wait, what?
What do I pay? I pay 25 fucking cents, that's what I pay.
You do know that you're gonna get drunk answers to this, okay.
5 cents.
Interview with you!
Before? Oh!
Alright. Yes.
Wait, this is new questions.
Okay, new questions.
New questions, okay.
Let's do it. Can we ask you?
Wait.
Can you ask us?
Okay.
A show not hosted by Brian Hale, right?
Yeah. Right, see?
Oh my God, we love it.
Okay. How would you Photoshop your body image?
Paris Hilton, baby.
My major is foods and nutrition. I think all those websites are bullshit.
You know, I'm pretty much perfect as I am, so anybody else that doesn't say it can suck it.
Oh, the gut has to go. Absolutely. Yeah. I make myself look younger, of course.
Anything specifically besides the gut?
Oh, no, most of the rest of it's pretty good already. You don't need to Photoshop that.
Or what?
Like,
in the toll booth?
Look better?
No. Just you're allowed to Photoshop yourself. What
myself.
Do you do?
I don't fake it.
Self?
Yeah, I don't fake it.
It's all me.
All
fucking love myself. It's all
yeah!
Good.
Yeah, I guess myself.
Curves no. And all. Yeah, baby.
No, you don't have curves.
What else you got?
You go to faceonbody.com and you copy paste your face onto the body. Or you could also go to paint. I'm pretty skilled at paint.
Are you serious?
I do it a lot.
I mean, if you're, like, comfortable with your body, you don't need to Photoshop it on someone else's body. Come on.
I only do it to Britney Spears.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, liking ain't Photoshopping. Have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, what about this?
Here we go. Just look down, mate.
Look, it's not, I'm not a good person to ask serious questions.
Really not a good person to ask serious questions. Really big muscles on the upper half of my body, but really skinny legs.
Yeah, I'd do the same for him.
What, your body image?
I don't know. I suppose I might give myself
huge
larger
boobs.
Breasts.
You, what?
I suppose I'd give myself larger breasts, yeah.
All right.
I look damn good!
Bigger boobs.
Yes, bigger boobs, bigger butt.
This is perfect.
Bigger body.
Yep, perfect.
I like it how it is, but if, I guess, I would put Brad Pitt's face on my body. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, there's no right or wrong.
Dude, I'd give myself a bigger glow. I got a big ego and needs to glow.
I would just make myself, I don't know.
Trash. Bad answer. Next question.
I made myself skinnier.
Bigger boobs.
I'm gonna go with the boobs too. Why not?
Looks good enough as it is. How's that sound?
That's fine.
Good.
Arnold Schwarzenegger for the body. Maybe some black guy's dick. That's it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Brad Pitt.
Hey,
I'm man.
You're a boy, bro. You're a boy.
I would like take a photo of like Axwell and put my face on it. That's what I would do, man. That would be like what I would do, yeah.
Hulk Hogan, baby. Hulk Hogan. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Since I'm her dad, I do hair dye.
Hair dye.
Not too much. Little trim.
Oh my gosh! I love Photoshop.
She loves Photoshop. She's an art major.
Real nice.
What would you do?
I'd be Britney Spears.
What tools would you use?
I'd use the brush tool.
Slimming tool. Is there a slimming tool?
The clone stamp.
I don't know. I hate Photoshop.
That's retarded.
Do you have any other questions?
I wouldn't.
I'd give myself a really good tan. I don't know how to Photoshop anything.
I'd whiten my teeth.
Mate, you get some hilarious ass interviews out here, I bet though.
Oh yeah. We're out here every Breakfast Club.
Oh really?
Yeah. A fire is burning out of control and it's coming towards where you live. What's the first thing you do?
Give holy shit.
Then get out. What do you grab?
Well, I already have my package, so let's see, what do I grab? My computer. Computer and my cell phone. That's it. Other than that, I don't need anything.
Run out of the house.
Run out of the house. Do I live in California or Indiana?
It's up to you, wherever you want to take it.
Okay, run out of the house.
Do you grab anything before you leave?
My dog!
My cat! Gorilla! My cat!
I grab my cat, Snowy.
Grab my puppy and my phone. My computer.
And my phone and my pictures.
College. Well, I'd want my family to be with, but yeah.
And my computer, so I can Facebook.
Run.
What do you grab?
I burned, baby, burn!
I will grab some photo albums of my family. You have to, you know, preserve your family and friends. College albums.
Okay.
Definitely. So what?
What do you preserve in a fire? What do you grab first?
My family. Make sure everyone's okay.
Your children?
My dog. Family albums. And,
I'm Barack Obama. I would A, alert the rest of the community, and B, take certain things that are necessary to my salvation, like my family and people that are important.
Alert the rest of the community.
How would you alert the rest of the community?
I would take a megaphone and strap it to my automobile and drive around the goddamn town, letting everybody know that they're about to die.
A show not hosted by Ryan Hill. She has a PA system on her car.
Does she? Oh, nice.
It's
nice.
Crazy. So this is not what.
This is real.
It's not far. Yeah.
It's very applicable. Like, she can do that.
See, that's why. Okay, she knows it.
What?
Oh my God! Run.
You run and call 911.
What do you grab before you run?
My computer.
My dog.
Anything else?
My jewelry.
Tell my parents to go home. No, joking.
Tell your parents you better die.
Get your hands on the gear.
Tell the police it was the neighbor next door who started it and hide the gas canister behind my house. I don't know, man.
Run! Yeah! Run! 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 Run!
run faster. Run.
Now, what do you grab before you run?
My best friend Allison. Yes, but Brooke. I grab Brooke.
Pray for rain?
I would call you up, man.
What would you try to have me do?
I would fucking make you get the fire off, man. Really. Because if you can stay sober in Breakfast Club... You're sober, right?
Uh-huh.
If you can stay sober in Breakfast Club, you can put out a fucking fire, man. You can put out a fucking fire, all right?
I live in California, so that happens daily. We just kind of sit it out.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Get under a table. That's
I grab my pictures and run.
Oh, that was going to be the follow-up. What do you grab? Do you grab anything before you leave?
My computer. I couldn't afford to buy another one.
My dogs. Gotta say it.
Man, I think the West Lafayette police, like the fire department's there, I wouldn't trust. They're pretty incompetent, you know? I wouldn't trust them much, but I don't know. I just go, like, to my beach house for a couple of days, let the other one burn, and then just, like, call the insurance, you know, and, like, get back again. Yeah.
Grab my fucking laptop!
Get the fuck out of there.
Wait, what do you grab?
Pictures.
Fire's burning, it's coming towards my house.
First thing you do?
Water down everything?
Yeah. Take all my shit and go?
All of it?
Take as much as I can and go.
What's the top priority?
Top priority? It's a Photoshop. Probably pictures and like family stuff and then put it all in a bag and run.
Mix a drink.
What kind of drink?
Crown and great. Water.
Yeah, Crown and Water. There you go.
That's just...
Run.
What do you grab?
My Breakfast Club outfits, of course.
Do you have them like in a trunk or?
I got them in a little bin. I could run away with them. Yeah.
What?
My laptop.
Phone.
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 Grab my mom.
And then
leave.
Laugh really loud. Party!
Run.
Scream. Laugh a little and then run.
Jackie, radio show.
You want to answer questions real quick in our radio show?
Interview her.
All right, last one. You're in control of a death panel. What's your criteria?
I don't understand the question.
What the fuck is a death panel? I don't listen to NPR. Is this something to do with the death penalty?
Well, however you want to take it. What's your criteria for the death penalty?
I say no.
Say no?
Although I think that people are unrecoverable. I watch enough MSNBC night to know that.
It's an internet radio show. I'll give you a sticker at the end.
Can I have the website so I can listen?
Oh. Ugly men who don't want to sleep with me have to go first. Seriously, yeah, you know, if I get to control it, what the hell? I might as well get rid of my competition, you know?
Hell! No, I'm just kidding.
I actually think about rape a lot, especially with children. A death panel, like, who I decide who gets killed.
Right.
Right, I would...
Is it called a death
panel? Everyone lives!
Well, the news has been calling the... Someone dropped their phone. Here's the thing. The healthcare ones, death panels.
Why? Those are the people who determine whether or not we're going to get universal healthcare?
No, it's supposedly in some areas who does get certain state-run care.
And they're called the death panel?
Well, that's the pejorative term.
What would you do if you were on the death panel?
No, you're in control of one. What's your criteria? Like, you can start killing people.
I wouldn't want to kill people.
No, kill all the haters.
The child rapist. They die first.
What number six?
That rape children.
That doesn't mean they deserve to die because they fucking rape children.
Okay. Are you serious? They deserve to die.
God determines who dies.
It's an illness. God determines. No one else has the right to judge.
No one else. Oh my God, let them suffer in prison. Let them suffer.
Vote number six for homecoming king, Ryan Nugent.
Vote number one for homecoming queen, Ashley File.
Homecoming queen, number one. King, number six.
It's fine. It won't hurt it.
That means...
You can kill things. Thoughts, ideas, buildings, places, people.
Okay, I'd kill my ex-boyfriend. Who else would we kill? This girl I went to high school with who I can't stand. That's about it, though.
Be as specific as that or very general things?
Okay. I would kill child molesters.
Yeah.
All the creepy people that really scare the shit out of me.
If you killed someone, you're dead.
Over 80, just forget about it. I can't afford to pay for that.
I have no idea.
You bring the death of anything. Ideas, people, places, things. What's your criteria?
I don't know.
First thing comes to mind.
Well, anything hate-filled, I guess.
Yeah.
If you look anything like Sarah Palin, you're down. So if you're Tina Fey, I love you, but I'm sorry, you're gone. And if you're from Alaska, you're done. You're just done. Sarah Palin, crazy.
Losers, I don't know.
If it's not me, it's A-okay, bro. Well, honestly, no, that's not true. That's just a lie.
Jews live. Jews die.
What?
Oh, to kill people?
Or things, or like, ideas,
you
or...
Like chair?
That's fine.
I don't understand. How do you kill people?
That's or who would you kill, or what things you would destroy,
depends
or...
On my mood. Depends on my mood.
You're happy.
I'm... Very few people. What? Very few people. I don't...
Right, you're sad.
Most... The average guy that walks in is gone.
Okay, you're blah.
Oh, wait, yeah, so
50-50.
You got someone there, and you're going to be in charge of him, whether you want to kill him or not, right?
Okay, yeah, you can... Dude,
no, what does it mean?
Well, the death panel that it's based off of is supposedly in some states, they have death panels. That's the pejorative term they've been dubbed. But basically it's, okay, you're 80 years old, you have all these health complications, we're not going to pay for all your surgeries. So people say, well, you're sensing
like
that
euthanasia?
Person to death. That's one of them. Like, Oregon has
that's
the...
That's called euthanasia, right?
I was trying to use the... It's the big buzzword in the
it's
news.
It's called euthanasia. Fuck, I don't know what death panel... It's called euthanasia, right?
Well, that's
killing
one style of it. That's euthanasia is saying, please kill me. And you do it.
Not really. Well...
People voluntarily want themselves
the
to be killed.
The old guys don't... I mean, the guys on ventilator, how are they going to talk? Is there a family that says, I think
like
that's...
Like the Terry Schiavo case. That was that woman that was the vegetable for like 9 years.
Oh, yeah?
And it kept going in the courts, you know, can the husband say, go ahead and pull the plug.
You know what, I'll tell you what. I hope I'm not control for death panel, because I'm not that smart. Because I'll be fucking a lot of people. So I hope I'm not in control. I hope you are.
Yeah.
So we're in Breakfast Club, man. Hey, you want a shot?
No, really. I'm good, really. I gotta keep working. I'm almost near my audio quota.
A what?
A death panel. Like a medical death panel.
Fuck. That's all I say.
To kill people?
Or whatever you want.
I don't know. People listen to hard metal. I would kill them first. And second people would I would kill. Who would we kill, man? Like... hard metal people, and then like who else?
On ugly models.
Chicanos
losers.
Would be up in the list. Chicanos would be up there.
Yeah, of course, Chicano.
Chicanos would be. Cholos would be Chicano, up there. Yeah. Cholos would be up there. Yeah.
Character, and I guess character is most of all important.
Death panel.
Whatever you want to think of. There's no right or wrong.
I'm confused. Like, we choose someone's death, or what
sure.
Does that mean?
They legitimately did something wrong, they deserve to die.
If we're in Texas, they're probably dead.
They're probably screwed if we're in Texas.
Wow. I think let him go.
Go.
If you get older, you'd think let him go.
Right.
Death panel? Is that the question?
That's the question.
I don't really like those that much. A death panel. What's the criteria I use?
If any at all.
No thanks. I would just die. What does that mean?
No, like we're dying or somebody's dying.
How you want to take it?
Obviously fake.
No, it's real.
You're obviously a Republican, so go.
I'm not a Republican. What are you talking
You're
about?
You're a heartless Republican, go.
You're gay. What does that mean to anyone?
That means I'm a Democrat.
No comment.
Final thoughts?
We love you.
This was fun.
Bullet!
HTM. Hell yeah! I thought this was your Breakfast Club costume.
Oh, no, it's real.
What's your radio?
It's the Media Collective. The show's What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Keep it real. On the streets.
Got nothing.
Also, boiler up.
Boiler up.
No apology. Don't apologize for it.
You're my favorite radio station ever.
Woo! I'm a very liberal person, but the only conservative view I have is when it comes to the death penalty. I do believe.
I'm like, can't even breathe because you just said that.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Because child molesters don't necessarily deserve to die because they have an illness. Oh, because killing one child molester is going to make another one stop living? No. Are you serious?
Suffer!
Let's go to Jake.
I'm voicing my opinion. Go about right. Not hosting.
And where we right. are! Purdue University, conservative point of America. Fuck my life. I'm from San Francisco. I hate this. Good luck with your radio
thanks,
show.
Thanks. We'll
I'm
see you
really
next
sorry.
Friday.
No,
she's
don't.
Super liberal. It's okay.
You coming businesses should get the best opportunities and all the outs.
It's nonprofit.
Nonprofit. That's
right,
even
this,
better.
Yeah,
man.
This is just a
fuck yeah, man. It's for the people, by the people. That's what we need.
Right, right.
Bye bye.
I love my sorority and Boiler Up.
I know what cocaine. Can. Not sound bad, but what is this for?
It's a show, What's Up With That? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
I'd rather get stabbed than shot. Word of advice. So, get shot. Stand there. Get shot. And just get done with it. You're gonna be stabbed. You're gonna be, oh, fuck, I'm Zach. Help me. Nobody's gonna fucking care, man. No, people get shot, man. Don't. I'm telling you. If you need a shot, like the other shot, let me know.
All right.
Final thoughts. Let's see. Final thoughts. You have a sexy beard.
Thank you.
I second that. Fuck.
I'm just kidding.
Just trying to party, you know, like, just having a good time, man. You know, I hate the paparazzi, I like you, but usually I don't give out interviews, you know, like, consider yourself lucky. Yeah.
Interesting questions you have.
Thank you.
Nah.
I'm not even
Why don't you just say boiler up?
Boiler up!
Yeah! This guy's ridiculous.
You
That's
are
all.
Gonna get shot someday. And you're gonna make eye contact, he's gonna fucking kill you. Your mic, your both works now? No, just
no, just, it was a mono mic, so it only.
Can you believe this guy's doing this?
No.
He's a grad student, he did it in Georgia Tech. He's never seen anybody like you. So.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't even know what a person like you is.
He was like, what?
I don't understand.
And I was
guy.
Like, I wouldn't have come here if it wasn't for him. I was like, dude, you gotta check this guy out. He's sober in Breakfast Club on Friday nights, you gotta check him out, really. I don't know, like, what, 3 people listen to your stuff? No offense.
Right, right. Well, I think we're up to 3.5, like someone listened to half the show.
Excellent.
That's not funny, man.
Right, I think they might have skipped through it. Oh.
No, really, how many people listen to it?
I don't know, I don't check the logs.
What the fuck, man? You're just making up, what if nobody listened to it?
I do it for me.
I told you. Sell. You remember Kanye
I'm not
West?
Selling it.
You remember
yes,
Kanye
yes,
West?
Yes, yes, yeah. I remember,
remember
the
that?
Story.
You remember that talk? I told him about, you know what's Kanye West?
Love you.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, peace.
Yes, I am listening to a show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
What's it called?
It's a show hosted by Zach. It's up. It's what the hell's up with that? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill, hosted by Zach.
Zach's the man.
Zach is the man, and he's asking the questions like it's not even a plan.
There you go.
Got a bachelor's degree. Not worth a shit. I'd go learn how to weld, learn a trade, you know, be worthwhile. Wearing freaky glasses and carrying a microphone, I'm not sure what that does for society.
What's up with that?